We do. We have been busy, and there's lots of opportunities to take part as a creator in Marshall County. So, one deadline is today, but you know what? I think it's still possible. We have our Artist Innovation Grant deadline today at midnight, so you still have plenty of time. And I say that because this grant application was intentionally created in a way that is fairly quick and easy to apply for. We did not want people to be spending a ton of time on it. So I truly believe you still have time to apply. If you have a creative idea as a visual artist, a performing artist, a writer, an author, really, we support all artists in all mediums. If you're living and working in Marshall County, you are eligible to apply, and we would love to hear how you would like to activate the creative scene in Marshall Town and Marshall County. So that application is tonight. If you get on our website and go to the Invest tab, artsandculturealliance.org, invest, there's all the details on there. And we are in the office today. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay.
That's one, Kyle. The other one is we partnered up with our new mayor, Mike Wadihoff, and did a call for Marshalltown-themed artwork in his new office. So if you have some Marshalltown-themed artwork, we're not expecting anyone to create new work, although that is certainly eligible as well. But if you have some cool photographs or, you know, mixed media or even 3D pieces, if you have some sculptures or wood pieces, anything that you feel like represents Marshalltown, those applications are due next Tuesday, February 3rd. And the intention is we would rotate artwork twice a year. So your artwork would be up on display in the mayor's office for, 4 to 6 months, depending on how all the timing works out this year. But it's an exciting opportunity to get your artwork out there into the community. And I know Mayor Lottie Hoff will be proud to have artwork on display in his office.
Wow, I'm on it. Don't worry, I'm working on it. I'm right now, I've got a couple ideas. I'm wood shopping it in my mind right now.
I can't wait to see what you come up with, and you have plenty of time. I'm thinking about a couple of things we've talked about over the years. Ribbons you've been awarded at county fairs.
The butter, mm-hmm. Kyle. Yes, that wouldn't. You know what? That wouldn't hold up very well in the mayor's office, though.
Yeah, we probably need to make sure things don't get moldy in
right,
his office.
Right. That's right. I don't want to ruin his first term. You know, so. Some butter scandal or something. What about the next songwriter showcase?
Yes. Well, I shared with you, it's a little bit of a teaser because we don't have all the details yet, but last year was our first songwriter showcase, and it was one of our most exciting, well-attended, and talked about events of 2025, where we had four local musicians sing original music that they had written, and alongside told stories about how they came up with that music, about them as artists, their journey as songwriters, and lots of other fun, funny, heartfelt stories. And it was just so well done, and people were so excited about it. We're absolutely doing it again. So stay tuned. We're hopefully dropping that information next week, but we're tentatively looking at some dates in early March with another four local musicians here in Marshall County. Many of the names you're going to recognize, but we're still sorting out a few details. We're really excited to bring this one back. It was definitely one of our most favorite events of 25, and it was just such a great opportunity to celebrate songwriters in a way that doesn't happen a lot around here. So we're excited to kind of catalyze this idea for our community.
Fantastic. All right, Amber. Hey, thank you for sharing all this with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. And next time you call me, get a tissue handy in case
I know.
You get emotional again.
I know. It's just my allergies.